Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. I know you already know. This is the last year for CIAA in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then it moves on to Baltimore. We need to know, what does it take if you are playing in the CIAA? What does it take mentally and physically to prepare for it? And this being the last year, this is kind of special. Lazaria Bowens, she's on the Johnson C. Smith University women's basketball team.
Good morning.
And our favorite is back. It's Shamika Jones, our associate head coach for Johnson C. Smith University.
Good morning.
Last year, darling.
Last year. The headquarters will stay in Charlotte. The schools won't change, but the actual tournament will now just move to Baltimore, Maryland.
Do you like traveling when you have to get on the road?
I actually love traveling, especially when it comes with the overnight stay and the hotel. I love it.
Do you guys stay in a nice hotel?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not at all.
Do you guys take a bus? Do you fly? How do you do that?
We take buses. We would not be able to take a flight until probably March Madness. Depending on where we go, how far we make it in the big tournament. Everybody in our conference is so close, you would only need a bus.
Okay.
Nobody's far enough for a flight.
Okay. But at least it's in the budget.
Yes, definitely in the budget.
Do you guys eat better than football players?
Yes, I think so. For the most part, we actually eat really nice. I don't really know what exactly the football players eat, but I don't think we're in comparison with them.
No, we're not. We eat much better.
All right, so let's get into this mental game. You as the coach, and then I'll ask Lazaria. Mentally, where do you need to be?
Mentally, you prepare for your first game, but you're already watching your Saturday night game. Saturday night will be your championship. So as I'm focused on Saturday night, I'm crossing off each team before then. I'm watching them play. I'm getting their plays. I'm figuring out what defense, which top five for us would play. If we want to press, if we want to shoot better, if we want to be big, like figuring out which combinations of players would work best against which team. But in a tournament setting, when you're playing back to back to back, you can't just look at one game as a coach. We have to look at all of them.
Are you ever tired when you go back to back to back?
Absolutely. It is mentally draining because as a coach, for a player, it's very physical. They have to run. They have to sweat. They have to go get hit and bang and do all of those things to win. As the coach, we have to see what they're capable of, know their limitations, get them to play beyond their expectations, their own personal expectations, and still somehow outcoach the other coach.
Are you friends with the other coaches?
So everybody's okay. Everybody's friends before, but when it comes game time, no. We're not friends at all. I'll talk to you after, but during the game, no.
Do you, some folks try to get in your head?
Absolutely. There are a few coaches that like to talk to you before the game. There are a few. I won't say anybody's name, but okay. Yeah.
So if I came up to Shamika, I say, hey, Shamika, I haven't seen you in a long time. What do you think your team will do this year? What would you say?
I think that we have the potential to take it all home. As long as they stay confident, believe in each other, and stay a team, there's no doubt in my mind that I'll win a ring.
Lazaria, what is it mentally that you're going to do to prepare for the CIAA tournament?
Well, first, to know to control my emotions, because me, personally, I'm a mental person. So in that aspect, I would have to just put everything on a back burner and worry about only the game. That'd probably be my biggest thing, because I know I can play, so I wouldn't like worry about that. It's just keeping my mind like, okay, we got the big lights in here. So I would just take a breath, you know, look around, you know, because before the game, you have time to practice in the gym or whatever. So I would take that time to, you know, look around, like, okay, this is where I'll be playing at on Thursday to Saturday, you know. It's going to be people here, going to be people screaming, just to be in my own head, just like, it's only me. It's only me here at the end of the day.
When you play, do you ever look in the audience? Because that would throw me off. People yelling and screaming, or that might be your friend up there yelling your name. Do you ever look over that way, or just you just stay in the zones?
I might take a peek every once in a while, just maybe because I might know, like, so-and-so is here, like, my mom is here, or something like that. During game time, not really, no. Like, my friends will yell at the games all the time, but I won't really put my attention on them. I try to just stay on the court because, like I said, I'm a mental person, so I don't want to get off track.
Got it. What are you going to do physically? And then, you know, we got to talk about food. What do you eat before a tournament?
Of course, nothing big. Probably just keep it simple. I usually, based on where we go, I'll have like a sandwich or a salad or something hot.
What's your reward meal when you win? Is there a reward meal?
I haven't really thought about a reward meal.
Ice cream. Ice cream. We all
see,
scream.
I can't do ice cream. I'm kind of lactose, so.
Okay, got it. Chocolate cake.
I'll take a brownie.
Okay, a real good brownie.
Mm-hmm.
A warm brownie?
Yep.
Okay, no ice cream on top.
No ice cream.
Okay, got it.
Basically, I just clear my mind and just think about the game for what moves I practiced on doing and how I know I can do better during the game, like in certain scenarios and stuff like that. I just really focus on those things.
What position do you play?
Small forward, stretch forward.
Okay, small forward, stretch forward. What's the difference?
Z is almost 6 feet, so traditionally she would be a power forward. Most of those forwards are back to the basket. Those are the girls and the guys that like to really bang and just, they're very physical. Z over here, however, is more of a finesse player. Z can shoot the three, which is kind of unheard of for people her size. So she can shoot the three. She likes to dribble. When she catches it, even though she might post up, she'll face you with the ball, which makes her more like a guard. So that we call those in the game, we call those stretch forwards or stretch fours. Z, in my opinion, is a stretch four. And that's why she's so successful. Most traditional posts just can't guard her because she does too much.
Do you run track to get in shape? Like, how do you stay so fast?
Well, I don't run track. I used to run track, though, when I was younger, to stay in shape. So, like, whatever I do, I always try to keep moving, so that helps me a lot. But I don't run track anymore.
How far do you push them before a game? Do you have these meetings where you get in their head, or you leave them alone?
It really depends. Each team is different. Each player is different. With the Z over here, I pretty much leave Z alone. Once she looks like she's locked in, she doesn't need anything. She doesn't need any distractions. You don't need to really say anything because you don't want to pull her out of her zone. I have other kids that I know are waiting for me to talk to them before a game. Each athlete you treat differently. No one person is the same. As a team, the day before a practice is generally pretty light. We don't do a lot of running. We do more strategy stuff. So if we know the plays that the other team is running, we're going to work on the defenses to stop the other team from doing what they want to do. We might actually teach an offense that allows our team to have the advantage over the other defense. It really depends. If they come in and they look lazy and not focused, we probably will turn into the track team. That's how she stays in shape. We are technically kind of a track team. We run a lot.
A lot.
A lot. But we like a fast-paced game, so the running actually helps us play the type of game we want to play. We like to go up and down. We want to be the quickest team out there. We want to get as many possessions as we can a game. So we run.
And I have to take my hat off to you, Shamika, because you wear heels.
Yes.
When you're coaching.
Yes.
You dress so eloquently.
Thank you. I try.
I like that. I like that. You got to find comfortable shoes.
No such a thing.
What's your favorite pair? Do you have like a lucky pair that you wear of heels?
No. Nope. If I'm going to get dressed, I'm all about the outfit. And my outfit starts with my shoe. No.
Oh, that's right. Because you have a collection of
just
sneakers. How many sneakers do you have?
You know, I don't know.
Your sneaker game is on. Yeah. What size do you wear?
What size do you wear?
I wear a size 10. I'm
a wear a 6.5. Then.
Oh, see there. Yeah. Then you get all the shoes on sale.
All of
right?
them. Right? Yes.
Z, what size shoe do you wear?
10.
See? We're together. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, what can you share with our audience before you leave? We got to come out and we have to support Johnson C. Smith University. Do you have a lot of fans that do support Johnson C. Smith?
Absolutely. We have, if I'm being honest, I think we have the best fans in the CIAA. Our fan support is unheard of. They travel with us to our rivalry games. They are there for everything. They encourage the girls. If they see them out in the street, they know them by the first name. They show up to the tournament and they show out. JCSU fans are, I don't even know, they're awesome. But yes, Thursday night, not sure what time we are playing, but we need all of Charlotte behind us. Everybody in Charlotte should be supporting the home team. Everybody.
It's going to be a blowout year.
This is it.
This is it, y'all.
And we need the whole city behind us.
Definitely. We wish you much, I don't know if I want to say luck, but we wish you much wins. Many wins.
We receive it.
Many wins. I want you to break those records. Thank you so much, Z.
Thank you.
You got any shout outs today? You want to say hey to somebody?
My mom, definitely. She's at the top of the charts. It's probably my biggest shout out.
Mommy. Hello, mommy.
Yes, ma'am.
How about you, Shamika? You got any?
Absolutely. We want to shout out Coach Joyner and Coach Rob, the rest of the team. Sorry you couldn't be here today, but I think Z did a great job holding it down for y'all. All of the fans, Miss Francine, for giving us the opportunity to come out here and talk. We just, you know, everybody. We shout out everybody, everybody.
Online, where can we can find you on Instagram. Z, where can we find you on Instagram?
Imani, I-M-A-N-I-I underscore Renee, V-E-R-N-E-E.
I'm on Instagram at underscore Basketball Jones.
Underscore Basketball Jones. Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
JCSU.
All right. I'm your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. Join us next weekend, same time, same station. And I'll see you at CIAA. Woo!
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now.
See you next week. Showtime. Guess who's back again? I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Shut up. I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah. Designer mix. Yeah. Inglewood's finest shoes. Whoop, whoop. Don't look too hard. Might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue. Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.